We take the precepts every Sunday to remind you that the perfection of virtue is an important perfection. It's one form of inner treasure that anyone can develop. It doesn't require that you be wealthy outside. What it does require is a wealth inside, a solid quality inside. The word for precept or virtue in Pali, sila, is very close to the word sela, which means rock. It's a kind of rock-like solidity that you want to develop inside, that you can trust yourself. You're not going to kill anybody, you're not going to steal anything, you're not going to have illicit sex, you're not going to tell lies, you're not going to take intoxicants. And you hold to those principles firmly, because you realize that you want a reliable future. And if you're not a reliable person, you're not going to have a reliable future. That is how you make yourself reliable, by holding to these precepts. You have something of real value inside. If someone offers you $1 million to lie and you say, no, I can't do that, that means your precept is worth more than $1 million. So many people are so easily bought. There's that saying you sometimes hear that everybody has a price. But if you hold to the precepts, you show that you don't have a price. You hold to something that's more important, which is the integrity of your mind, the solidity of your goodness. At the same time, it's training in meditation. Years back, when John Swat was asked by a group of Westerners who had just had a retreat how to carry the meditation into their daily lives, he said, observe the precepts. Now, some of them got upset, thinking that he thought that lay people couldn't meditate in daily life. But that's not what he was saying. Observing the precepts is a form of meditation. You're developing all the qualities you need to be mindful and concentrated. One is mindfulness itself, keeping the precept in mind. Two, alertness, watching what you're actually doing to make sure that it stays in line with the precept. And then three, ardency, the desire to do this well. That means you're going to have to develop your discernment, because there are times when it's very tempting to tell a little white lie because you think it'll please other people or make you look good or just gets past an uncomfortable situation. But you have to say, no, is this sense of wanting to look good or wanting to be comfortable more important than your virtue? Well, no. So you have to use your discernment. There are times when people will ask for information that you realize if you give them the information, they're probably going to abuse it. How do you not give them the information, but at the same time not tell a lie? It's a challenge. So that's how you develop your discernment, is by practicing with these challenges. You maintain your precepts, but you also make sure that you don't cause any harm. So in this way, you're training the mind. You're developing a good, solid quality inside, which carries over into your meditation. This is why the precepts are so important, and why we give the precept every week, to remind you that these things are really important. They're the basis for your practice. So make sure that the base is solid. You're established on a rock. You're solid. When you're solid in your behavior, other people can trust you, and you can trust yourself. You can also begin to have some trust for the future that you're creating. That the wealth of the world can come and go, but this inner wealth is something that stays with you. Someone asked a John Munn if a person's virtue can be separated from that person's mind. He said, well, no, if you could separate a person's virtue from their mind, you'd probably steal it. But once something is embedded in your mind like this, then wherever the mind goes, you've got that quality that goes with you. And it's a good quality to have as a companion.